Hi, Alyssa. Thanks for joining me and touching bases about our fundraiser. Alyssa and I are both very tired, so this will be short and sweet. So, and then we can go to bed. So, first off, I just want to thank everyone who has joined in on our fundraiser in whatever way that has been. So whether you've created your own fundraiser or you have donated to the fundraiser or shared our fundraiser, like any version of that, sent a link to a loved one, we are so grateful and we've made some really great progress, which we're really excited about and we want to share with you tonight.
Yeah, it's so encouraging to see all the little notifications that pop up, like not even just on the Real Life account, like, but people that are in my community, just on like my personal Facebook, are like, this person has made a new fundraiser for the Real Life. This person has made a new fundraiser.
Yeah.
And it's very cool to see it all come together after a long time talking about this and planning this and going back and forth on like how we were going to do this.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It is like, it's like a hug. It's like a virtual hug. Every time I see someone, like you say, like it pops up, like someone just made a new fundraiser. Or again, like any, like, you know, they just shared my fundraiser, or I don't know, it just feels like we have an army with us helping us raise funds, which is so wonderful because it's so daunting to figure out the funding for something like this. So it's just so heartwarming to see how many people care enough to like join us, you know, in doing this.
The other really cool part about it too is like when people reshare, they get to, you know, write a little story anytime they make their own fundraiser on Instagram. And that's been really cool to read everyone's experience with the Rare Life. But even just seeing people like reshare in stories with just like a little note about how much they love the podcast and the community and everything is just really cool to see. Like, we knew that the podcast and then the community in particular around the podcast was really important to people, but it feels like a virtual hug and like a little outpouring of love for like our whole little community, seeing everybody's notes about all of it.
Yeah, it's like very reaffirming, like, wow, these people care enough to like join us on the fundraising. Like, that's a very intimate role to play in a community or a podcast that you've listen to, or, you know, and some people for not very long, right? Like, I've heard from people like, oh, mm-hmm. I just found your podcast. I love it. I'm going to join in the fundraiser. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Like how quickly people are joining in and like really assimilating into the community. And but yeah, it's just been amazing. Okay. So I also want to like share some like numbers because it's been like, yeah, again, just like, so I mean, like Alyssa and I had to have like this like talk. I think it was like the day it started. And I was like, Alyssa, I'm so anxious. This whole thing's going to flop and we're not going to get any funding. And what are we going to do? And we spent so much time working on this. But that was not needed because we've gained a lot of support from you guys, which has been amazing. So our goal, like number we've been trying to hit, is raising 6 months worth of operating costs. And we're at 5 months worth that we've raised so far, like all together with, yeah, as a team effort with all the community joining in on this. And I am just so excited about that. That's amazing. Like the fundraiser's been, what is it? It's Monday that we're recording this. So it's been not a whole week, 4 days.
5 months of funding in 4 days.
Well, also, so. Okay, wait, that's not really fair. Also including the campaign committee that was doing this also a week before, but still.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Yep.
And we still have 10 days left of the fundraiser, which leads us to our asks for people who have either participated already or haven't joined in yet. We still need your help to get that last little bit to reach our goal, which I feel like, yes, like we're almost all the way there, but I think we've already kind of grabbed the low hanging fruit. And so I feel like the like getting all the way to the finish line is going to take, you know, like some consistent reminding and consistent like working on that and several more people joining in on the fundraiser and to hit our goal and have a home run there. So
I think one thing we've discovered and one thing that we've gotten a fair amount of feedback for is that for people who are like ready to give, you know, in your community and around you, like literally all they need is the ask. Like, they just need to know, like, where to go and what to do. Like, I think, you know, we've sort of talked about this before, but it can feel, like, kind of weird to, like, ask people for money for something. But it's actually not that weird. It happens all the time in all kinds of places. And again, people around you are a lot of times like looking for things to donate to that are going to benefit you. And so like they just need to know about it. So yeah, like as we get into the second week of this, like even just telling people that The Rare Life is raising money and like sharing the link with them is super, super helpful.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think like thinking through your like in your brain, like, okay, who might donate to this? And so like, I mean, I like personally like reached out to like my grandma and she's going to donate. We're working out tech stuff because it's my grandma, but like, you know, love her. It just feels so good. And that's one thing I've also heard from people is like when other people are supporting them in this way and making a donation, they're like, this feels so good for them too, right? Because it's like, it's a very personal thing to be like, hey, this podcast has been kind of an intimate part of my journey with this, like, you know, we talk about pretty intimate things, and so to see a loved one support it in that way, I think is really touching. And so that's one thing that we've heard too, like from our test run, our campaign committee, we had doing this before, and we did a survey and we asked them like what it was like, and they were like, I actually really liked it, like it felt really good to, you know, help this cause and then to see people joining in on this and like donating on my behalf basically.
And we did have a few people on the other end of the spectrum who were like, nobody donated. And yeah, it feels like my IRL community like doesn't really care about me that much or this or that, you know, and those sort of feelings came up. One, that's totally valid because it does feel icky, like when people around you don't support you or a thing that you care about. I would just say that like we're raising money so that we can continue supporting you, because like people from our discussion groups were part of the campaign committee and a couple of them were finding themselves in that position. And it's like, well, it sucks that you don't have a community in real life. You know, it does happen to us. Like relationships get strained and changed throughout this whole parenting journey with our kids with disabilities. But that's what we're here for. Like, that's what we want to raise money for, not just to like keep the podcast going, obviously to keep the podcast going, but also to like keep building this community and supporting it broader even than just the podcast, because like we are all that we have sometimes in some circles. So
yeah, no, I think that's so valid. So like for people who have started fundraisers and maybe not gotten any donations or maybe just like one or something, you're like, man, this is so typical, like my family and friends don't, because like that person you're talking about, she was talking about this, mm-hmm, and it was really hurtful, it's just kind of like, I'm so sorry that happened. I'm still so grateful that you tried and you like made the effort to make this fundraiser, and like, we got you, girl. Like that is what this mm-hmm community is for, is kind of like standing in place of, and not even just like the unsupportive family members that you wish would step in a little bit more, but even just like the supportive ones that can't totally relate. Like they don't really know what it's like. I feel like we could go on about this for a long time, but you know, long story short, like we got you. This community gets it even when no one else does. I just want to wrap up with like a few reminders of like ways that you can participate in this fundraiser / continue to participate. For those who have not yet started a fundraiser and you know, have an account on Instagram or Facebook, it would mean the world for you to join in with us and to start your fundraiser. It's definitely not too late. Like you can see how much traction we will get just in the last few days. So like not too late. We would love for you to join us, add to the love. And we also will have linked in the show notes, but if you go to our website, therarelife.org/fundraiser, that has like all the information you need. And it walks you through all the steps of how to make a fundraiser and things like that. If you already have started your fundraiser, please keep sharing that, because that's like where we really see a lot of results, is like sharing it to your stories and reminding people. And like not everyone sees it the first time you post it. And it also is like, I've noticed a lot of results too. If you like add even just one sentence of like, this podcast has been so helpful for me, like anything, it doesn't have to be like overly like personal, but like adding anything on there seems to also catch people, because the people that care about you, they don't really care about us. Like they don't care about The Rare Life. They care about you. And so if you tell them like, this has meant so much to me, they're like, let me donate $10. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's what really touches people. Like they don't care about us. They care about you. So share those to your stories, and kind of consistently, we've noticed like, you know, every few days is a good little reminder. It's totally normal when people are fundraising, you know, it's not too much. And then another way you can do too, I did, is I shared links to my fundraiser. We have a family group chat on Messenger, on Facebook Messenger. And I just like threw the link in there like, hey guys, if you want, you can donate. here's a link to do that. You know, it means so much. Thank you so much. I love you. And so that wasn't even like it wasn't even like to one person. It was like this group. And so they could ignore it and pretend they didn't see it or whatever. I don't know. It's just like not a very like direct way to ask. But I feel like it's important to remember that like on social media, like your closest circle aren't guaranteed to see it. Right. Like, I mean, I don't always see my sister's posts and things like that. And so I think sending it directly to them is a really great way to make sure they saw it. And then people who are not on social media, like emailing it to them or texting it to them or link to donate right on our website. So they don't have to have a social media account to do that is also really great.
One other pro tip when you are resharing or maybe like resending the link, you can be like, hey, I am 60% of the way to my goal. It would be really cool if you'd help me get all of the way to my goal. I don't know, that little like numbers game thing. Like I do it. I love nice round numbers for all kinds of things. And speaking from experience with like the fundraiser I'm running for The Rare Life, like that's worked. Like every time I post something and I'm like, hi, I got a little bit more progress. People seem to be like really excited about that.
Yeah. No, I think that's so great. And it like you also think about it. So like if you think like psychology or whatever, it feels good for people who are participating and like, oh, I'm making my fundraiser and we're helping The Rare Life and I'm like doing something to help them keep going. Like, this is great. And you feel good about it. And the people who are donating, like you get a shot of like endorphins or whatever it is. Like you get the feel good hormone when you donate to things. And so like, I think that's something to remember too. It feels good to be helpful. Like it feels good to support someone you love. And so I think in the numbers game, I think that's like people want to know about the progress and be like, oh, I can help her get further. I think that's great. And then lastly, the last little ask too is, and I know we've been talking about this a lot, but if you are a listener that does not get on social media, you don't have social media accounts, sharing the link to donate right on our website is also really great. We've had several donations come in that way. And I mean, that obviously is just as helpful. It's amazing. And so just emailing that link with like a little few sentences to grandma or to your mom or, you know, sibling, whatever, is also just really, really great. So yeah, I feel like that wraps it up. Thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone, and help us reach our goal. We are getting, speaking of the numbers game, we're 80% of the way there, which is really exciting, and we need your help to get like all the way there. So that sums up this update episode. We love you guys, and we will see you on Thursday with like a full regular episode. See you then.